This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Tauber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Outspoken. Now, we are very excited today because we are finally getting to discuss Big Brother. Now, as Big Brother tragics, we have been waiting 6 long years for its return, and it was pretty disappointing, to be honest.
Well, it's on a new network. It's got a new format and everyone's talking about it, but it seems everyone's talking about it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I mean, safe to say, I was incredibly excited when we heard it was going to be airing. And, you know, taking a trip down memory lane, you think of some of the housemates that came before, like Sarah Marie, even Skye Wheatley, Drew, Tully. And the bar is set pretty high. Yeah. And the contestants that we received on Monday were very, very disappointing.
Well, it really surprised me because I've been saying for a few weeks now that I was interested to see what the ratings were going to be. And I thought it might bomb. But actually, it was the number one rating program in that time slot. So it outrated MasterChef. It got 853,000 viewers.
Do you think that's because everyone was hoping that it would be back like it normally was and we would be, you know, going back to this show that we loved growing up and instead it's so different?
It's the nostalgia of the show. I mean, we all thought it was going to be the saving grace of this lockdown / corona period, but it's just proven to be incredibly disappointing and I do not think that it will hold the ratings it received on the first night.
Well, it actually did pretty well in the ratings the second night.
It
was the number one rating. It did drop by about, I think it was about 10,000, but it's still rating pretty well. So I think people might be giving it a week because the first episode of reality shows is notoriously bad.
Did anyone else find it went for far too long?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So obviously the opening night, that went for about an hour and a half, which is expected because you're usually meeting all the contestants. But the second episode also went for an hour and a half.
I don't have that amount of time to waste. As in, I watched the first episode and I wanted the hour and a half to 2 hours of my life back.
Well, I used to like it because it was, you know, a half an hour episode, sometimes a little bit longer, but you got your daily intake of what was going on in the house. But now it seems like the episodes are bulked up because they're fitting like a couple of days into one episode.
Well, can we start by talking about the absolute lack of hype surrounding the contestants arriving to meet Sonia? I mean, you think back to 2001 when Big Brother first came out and how crowds lined the street to get a glimpse of the first housemates. I understand this is pre-recorded, but then don't have them arrive in front of the house with no one. It just seems stupid.
It was very odd, wasn't it? But Sonia looked as if she was sort of cringing throughout the process. It was all very bizarre to watch.
Yeah, it was very lackluster. And I found it really awkward when the footy guy, I'm sorry, I can't even remember what his name is.
His name's Daniel.
Daniel rocked up and then started to have this awkward flirt with Sonia. It was cringe.
But then he also drops that he's not going to get into any sort of romantic relationship in the house and he's got someone waiting for him. Yet, isn't he sort of linked to some other blonde girl in the house?
Neck minute. I think they're trying to create a storyline like they did with Lawson and Kat from Big Brother a number of years ago when he cheated on his girlfriend. So maybe they're kind of keeping it interesting by that mention.
That is a good point because we didn't see some of the other people arriving. Did you notice that some people were just tossed in the house? Like there's apparently a guy called Xavier in there who he's just like the blonde guy in the background. I hadn't seen him say a word.
Isn't it Xavier, not Xavier?
No, it's Xavier.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think the fact that we know it's been pre-recorded and it's being highly edited suggests that the people that we're getting to know quite well are those that are going to stick around. That's, of course, not to spoil it for anyone, but Alan, who got evicted, I actually thought he'd stick around for a while.
Oh, he was actually my favorite because I thought, finally, we've got someone who might actually shake things up in this house.
Well, I think we should get into some of the changes regarding this season of Big Brother. And you did mention the very different style of housemates. What do you guys think? Because they are so different. Well, the initial bunch they put in the first episode are so different to what we've seen in previous series.
Well, I definitely think that Big Brother hit the nail on the head with including a diverse cast. I mean, we see a lot of different ethnicities, ages, sexual preferences. So I think that they were good in representing a wide range of people. Where I think that they went wrong, though, is that there's a lot of oddballs.
Yeah. Well,
in terms of the representation, which we've said are good, the disappointing thing is we don't get to hear any of their stories. So can you imagine if Farmer Dave had gone in? Of course, he became famous because he actually came out as gay on Big Brother, which was such a big moment in reality TV history. And imagine if he had gone in there and then got voted out 3 days in and never got to share his story.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the intention of Big Brother is to actually, well, is for us as a viewer to get to know the contestants. It just seems to be all about strategy, but which I hate.
But then it's funny because they say it's all about strategy, but it actually seems like more of a popularity contest because the players like Kieran and Alan, who actually tried to have some strategy, everyone saw through it and they got voted out or they got in trouble for wanting to strategize.
Well, that's the other huge change, the rules of voting. So, you know, back in the day, housemates put other housemates up for eviction, but now it's if you win a competition, you get to put up three housemates for eviction and then the housemates decide who gets evicted rather than the public. Do you guys like that style of voting? I'm assuming no.
Well, it's fairly obvious that the executive producer of Survivor has now come across to be the executive producer of Big Brother because a lot of people on Twitter have been calling this series of Big Brother as the Backyard Survivor, which it is. I am not interested in seeing people do challenges, especially people who we don't even know. I know there used to be Friday night games, but literally you could just not watch that if you weren't interested and you didn't lose out on anything that was going on in the house.
The thing about Friday night games, which was good, was remember whoever won, they then had some huge booze up in the...
Oh, I loved the piss ups the hideaway or whatever it was. Sorry, I know that's Love Island, but...
Whatever it was. Yeah. And now... And also with Friday night games, they were kind of funny games that everyone can get behind, but these just are boring. Like people swinging and ice melting. It's ridiculous.
We may as well have been watching paint dry because that's what it felt like, watching a block of ice dry. The only funny thing about that ice challenge The only funny thing about that ice challenge though, did anyone else notice that it looked like when the guys were trying to get their flags out, it looked like they were having sort of a... inappropriate motion
with
their hand.
Did it look like Big Brother Uncut?
Yeah, it was a bit Big Brother Uncut for my liking.
Well, it got pretty sick when Daniel tried to piss on the ice. I thought that was too far.
See, I actually thought that was something that was slightly exciting that happened.
What, him getting his penis out?
No, but at least it was entertaining. Well, going back to your question about the nominations, what I thought was so odd is the whole idea of Big Brother has been for people to cast a number of votes and actually give their reason as to why they don't want to live with these housemates. I mean, back in the day, there used to be an hour and a half long nomination session. Now people don't actually have to have a legitimate reason or they don't give a certain number of votes out.
Well, can you imagine if this voting style was back in the first series? Sarah Marie probably would have been voted out the first week. And it's giving housemates really trivial, as you say, well, not even excuses. But for example, if someone's snoring in the house that's super entertaining, they can vote them out. And we as viewers miss out. So we just are going to see the people who are most pleasant to live with.
Yeah, and I think what was interesting about the previous nomination process was that they were all secret, so no one was allowed to talk about who they were nominating. So people could actually then invest time into their friendship, and you could have given Daniel 2 votes for snoring, and he probably wouldn't have been voted out if he was entertaining. But now it's like people are all, I mean, I suppose that's the point. They want people to turn on each other. But I do feel at the moment the house has got that cool kid vibe, and it's like the king and the queen of the house ruling it at the moment, and I don't really like that.
But as you touched on, this new voting system, the inevitable result is the people who are annoying and interesting to watch, they're just going to get rid of. So we're going to be left with some mediocre, plain, boring people.
Well, that's what happened with Alan.
It'll be really interesting to see how that affects Ian. So he is, of course, the guy that's come in to make friends because he is a little bit socially awkward. And I feel like he will be a favorite amongst Australia. But maybe some people will see that as a threat, or maybe he just doesn't have it in him to play the game.
I feel quite sorry for him because when I saw his little intro tape, I just thought, is he just in there for people to snigger and laugh at?
I think he's an actor. I'm sorry. I don't actually think that he would genuinely say those things. Like the scene when they went to him looking at the fish, I don't know. It just all seemed a bit hammed up to me.
How did he not have a name for his squid? He's there hugging this plush toy squid. Yeah, it doesn't have a name.
And is the most imaginative name Sonia can come up with is Squiddy. That's disappointing.
Well, just back to your point about actors, there has been a Daily Mail article which has come out accusing two of the housemates as being actors, and that's Xavier and Talia. I mean, when they say secret actors, basically they have done acting before. So who knows?
It's pretty obvious that people that are wanting to be in the limelight are going to go on Big Brother for fame, and they might have acting experience.
Can I just say, if these people are actually actors, I would hope for a lot more entertainment than what is being offered at the moment.
Yes. Well, on the whole acting thing, what disappoints me the most about this series of Big Brother is the fact that it's pre-recorded. Yeah. Because they've felt like there was an element of excitement, the fact that the house was going on while we were watching, and that live element, and you actually felt like it was accountable. Like, you could go onto the Big Brother website and there were literally people paid to write down everything the contestants were saying, and you could of course check in with up late, and
yeah, you felt engaged. This, you don't feel engaged because it's already been decided.
I just feel like the whole series screams low budget, and you can see from Seven's perspective why they have been cautious. I mean, in my opinion, the house is a lot smaller than in previous years.
See, I actually like the house. I thought it looked pretty cool.
I just think it looks tiny, Kate.
I was watching on my iPad,
but it kind of looks like the villa they had on Love Island Australia in Fiji, small and poxy. The other thing is, you were talking about the excitement of having the crowd and it being in real time. I think back to, yeah, the first few series, and there was that buzz of excitement. And also in the first year, you knew that Channel 10 had invested in Big Brother because they'd built an all-purpose house. It just had this real buzz about it. The fact that it was tied in with, was it Dreamworld or whatever?
Well, I think that was a cool element because it's not filmed on the Gold Coast anymore. It's now in Manly. Yeah. I don't know. It's not the same.
But I felt like there was something for everyone. I mean, as kids, you could go along to the live evictions and get dressed up in, you know, your Pooh Bear pajamas and bunny ears to represent Sarah Marie. But now there's nothing. And I just feel like it's now just this really family-friendly vibe. But before, there was something for everyone with Up Late or Uncut. You know, there were so many different elements to please everyone.
And think back to the series that were really popular. They all had massive twists. I think it was either the second or third series they brought in the twins, the Logan brothers.
I think that was like series six.
Whenever. They brought that in, and that was an amazing twist. And there's been mother and daughter. Maybe that was the second year. Crystal. Do you remember her? She was always in Zoo magazine.
The really young mother. But then what was our twist this year?
No, but the thing is, with the twist, it's like all they've done is go back to basics but left out all the good parts.
Amy, our twist was the fact that Kieran was asked to do a secret challenge on the first night.
They've always had secret challenges.
I'm sorry, that was so lame. It was literally like slapstick comedy. Oh, let's get him to massage someone. Let's give him to get but a
the
nickname.
The whole thing is, though, everyone has been calling for more diversity in the house, and so people can have those really interesting conversations that then spark the public to have conversations around the water cooler at work. I think what they should have had is each week, a bit like how they have the maths dinner party, they should have a huge dinner party and people put in questions. Like, for instance, we could have questions about people's sexuality, the Black Lives Matter movement, things that are going to get people talking, and we're going to hear lots of different opinions from different Australians.
It's too difficult for a commercial network to put themselves out like that and air those sort of conversations.
But that's why podcasts are so popular now, because people want conversations that aren't edited, which something like Up Late actually could provide. I'd love to see some of them just sitting around talking about important issues.
Well, that's the issue with having it all focused on strategy and the game. We only are hearing conversations about who's voting who, and it's like, I don't want to, I literally want to sit and watch like I used to with Chrissy and Reggie eating M&Ms and talking shit.
That's what Big Brother is.
I mean, yes. I think the fact as well is, even though they've revamped it, it is a very outdated concept. You think since the last episode aired, we've had shows like Love Island, we've had, you know, Too Hot to Handle recently, MAFS, all these shows where people are filmed 24/7 and we get this fly on the wall look. So we're kind of past the point of just watching people sit in a house. Like, there's got to be something else to it.
As you said, even Geordie Shore, there was a full 24/7 feeling about that show. You saw people having sex. It's literally, not that I want to see that on TV, but as you said, there's nothing. It's just like, oh, I'm trying to outvote you for living in a house. We've all just been living in our houses locked away for months and months.
And there's no tea bags. Who cares?
I actually do really like Angela, though. She's probably my favourite.
I like her too. But I'm just saying, I could imagine that maybe being a topic in the first series of Big Brother. But as you said, reality TV.
The first series was the best series.
It was the best series, but we were first introduced to reality TV and it was more entertaining just seeing people live in a house and having that experience of fly on the wall. Now, as you said, we've seen Geordie Shore people having sex. We've seen Love Island, you know, huge relationships.
But even like the twists on X on the Beach, getting people's exes in to cause trouble. How are they trying to cause trouble? What, by getting rid of people's vices?
That being said, though, just back to the casting of the show. I think it's fair to say that a lot of the people who were put in on the first episode, you could describe them as a little bit of misfits. Like we see Ian and Kieran's a bit of a misfit, which is obviously great to see. But then...
Is it?
Well, I feel like they add something to it, but I almost feel like there's too many misfits. I feel like that was almost the twist. Everyone was expecting, you know, the girl who wants the Instagram followers to come into the house. And now they've put in some sort of more typical hotties. They've got the male model and they've got the, you know, the blonde girl that he's apparently going to hook up
with. She's not blonde, she's brunette.
Whatever.
Can I just say, I love Garth, I think it is, who is the flamboyant guy with the flower on his shirt. He actually won the challenge, which was amazing. He is just wonderful. I really would like to see him win, but that's, you know, two episodes in.
I think another point is the reason that the previous series of Big Brother didn't rate very well is we didn't see enough of the housemates.
Yeah, so that was a series when they got rid of Up Late and they got rid of, I think, Friday Night Games and also Uncut. And it literally was just a really edited, I mean, not anywhere near as edited as this pre-recorded version is, but it was just very half an hour and that's it. I would have thought Channel 7 would have really been trying to push viewers to their back channel, 7 Plus, and in doing so would have had something like Up Late. I know they can't have that, obviously, because it's not live, but have something added.
Do you know what, though? They could have had Up Late. Do you know? Because the worst thing when you tune into Up Late was when the housemates were asleep. Do you guys remember that? You'd be like, oh, no. But what they could have done is they've got all of the tapes, apparently, of the whole night. Why don't they take highlights and do Up Late from that night and actually show quality stuff?
I suppose the whole edited fact, though, because you don't want it to feel edited. You just want it to be a live stream.
No, but they could just live stream an actual exciting conversation.
Do you think they got rid of the live element? Because, you know, when Big Brother kind of turned bad when the turkey slap incident happened, do you think that's why they've kind of tried to make it family-friendly?
I think so. I think they definitely face lots of troubles with just live streaming the house, because I remember on certain occasions people would swear or say inappropriate things.
Do you know what the thing is? It's that no networks are willing to take a risk on a show that doesn't actually suit all of the demographics or fit in with them. So it's ultra family friendly because Channel 7 are playing it safe and it's actually working for them at the moment.
Well, I feel like in this day and age when people are very woke and aware of things, that one wrong thing said really could shut the whole show down.
That's what I thought that they had Laura in there for, the feminist. I read her profile and it said that she stands up for herself and loves to have arguments, and then we get rid of her the first night. There are a lot of important conversations that could have been aired from her point of view.
But they're not even going to air them. They're just going to air, oh, I'm going to vote for this person.
How old is that going to get? In terms of the over-editing, what does everyone think of the music? Because that's really emotive, and that's something that we saw that shows like The Bachelor using to give people different impressions of different characters. And I feel like that's quite a dangerous element that's now been added to the show.
I found the music extremely over the top, to the point where I was like, I cannot actually watch this. This is so ridiculous. And they were also bringing out the really dramatic music when nothing dramatic was happening. Oh, yeah. To be like, ooh.
And they've got rid of the theme song that we all love of Big Brother. I know there might be contractual agreements with using that theme song, but that's what I love about it.
Well, I think if you brought the Big Brother brand, you'd get the theme song.
Yeah. Well, talking about the Big Brother brand, Big Brother's voice is completely different. I hate it. It sounds almost really creepy, like, I've been watching you.
Yeah, as Ian said, it was quite seductive or something, which was a weird thing for him to say anyway. But yeah, I'm not a fan. I do love the OG voice. And where is Mike Goldman? Because we were promised he would be a part of the production.
Yeah, he's meant to be coming back and hosting some sort of back show where they just chat and everything. So I don't know when that's coming.
Maybe they'll be doing interviews with those that have been voted off. But they were voted off like 2 months ago. So really, are they going to remember that much about their 3 days in the house?
Do you know what I find interesting, though, going back to the voices? On the old school Big Brother, do you remember when something was clearly shot at night when the proper Big Brother wasn't there and there was like a secondary voice? I wonder if there will be a secondary voice in this. It'll show if it is just really edited and they've always got him there when they're trying to manipulate a situation.
They'll just dub it. They'll just put Big Brother's dubbed voice over the top.
One other thing that I'm going to miss about this new series is the fact that they don't seem to be having those weekly tasks. You know, sometimes they would send babies in, or they'd have to stay up all night and watch something. Or
That's what brought all the group together. Remember in the first series when they had the fire pit? And there was that controversy because there were a certain number of people were supposed to stay around the pit, and Sarah Marie accidentally left.
Yeah.
We're talking about ways the show could have been better, though, this series. Do you know what I would have done? I would have taken the element of I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, and actually, well, the element of having the celebrities in the house, and either chosen really well-known people to be in the Big Brother house, or chosen previous favorite contestants of Big Brother.
So like what MasterChef have done.
Yeah, like bring back Sarah Marie, Blair, have Sky Wheatley, and then just have it as the normal format.
That would
How
be
much better would that be?
Or even just big YouTube stars and influencers, like people with some sort of following. I suppose that would have been like the Z-grade celebrities that were they would have chosen.
Can you imagine Michael Finch and Shani Grimmond in the house? I'd watch that.
I mean, at least we can know that people like Kieran and Ian perhaps aren't just after Instagram followers. And I don't quite know what they are after.
I know.
The experience, maybe.
Poor Ian's just after friends, not like fake followers.
I know. Was anyone else shocked that Kieran was 21?
Oh my gosh, I thought he was so much older.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they said he'd been driving on his L's for 3 years. And then I was like, hang on, how old is he? And then he's like, oh yeah, I think I'm the youngest contestant. I'm 21. And I was like, what?
Did anyone else feel like there was a bit of a bullying vibe towards him? Like, I thought some of the contestants were being pretty awful, saying that he was a dead mouse in the house and not bothering to get to know him.
I don't know. I found him quite annoying, to be honest. He's probably a really nice guy, but in terms of the snippets and highly edited material we saw, I feel like he'd do my head in if I was in the house.
Oh, yeah. So is anyone going to continue watching? Because even though we've kind of just completely canned it, I probably will give it more of a chance to see how it evolves.
I actually found the second episode a lot better than the first.
Do you know what? If they bring out Bachelor in Paradise and it's at the same time, I don't think I'll have time to watch both, and I'll probably choose Bachelor in Paradise over Big Brother. But I want to give it some more time to see if it does get any better.
I do like the preview we saw last night of the new housemates coming in and the king and queen, aka Talia and Daniel, getting quite upset about it. I feel like there's a lot of territorial behavior going on that could be quite interesting.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Talia at this stage. I found her a little bit clicky and a bit ridiculous that she was going off about the fact that they were originals. Honey, you'd been there for like 2 days. Anyway, it was a lot to unpack. I am disappointed that we weren't happier with it, but I think you've got to give it a couple more episodes.
Do you know what? I'd be highly disappointed if I had signed up for Big Brother this year. I would just not want to go in the house.
I would never do that.
No.
So
no, but back in the day, I would have loved to have been on Big Brother. I thought it would be so cool, except for the whole like having to go to the toilet in front of cameras and showering nude or whatever.
Oh, wait, are there open showers this year?
They haven't really made that a big thing, but they did have Garth, I think his name is, he was the intruder I was talking about that I love. He had to sneak out because they were trying not to be seen by the housemates. Oh. And they showed him weeing, like, you know, obviously with a booth around him. Mm. But you could hear the noise.
I was going to say, do you know what would be really bad? Like back in the day, you know, when they used to have the people writing down every word they said, the producers, I was thinking, you could not get away with doing a secret fart, could you?
What, you think people write it down?
No, but like as in people would hear it. You're mic'd up 24/7. People are writing everything people say. Your whole 24 hours being monitored. I was thinking you couldn't even go away to the toilet for
a sneaky
fart.
How is that different this year?
It's not different, but I just was thinking how horrifying.
Do you know what I'm sure everyone's doing it.
Do you know what they didn't have this year was the walkthrough of the house? You know when Gretel or Sonia used to show all the different areas?
Yeah, and here's like, a camera, here's a camera.
Yeah, I missed that.
Talking about hosts, what do you guys think of Sonia compared to Gretel? Because I'm an OG Gretel Colleen fan.
Oh my God. Sorry, I have to butt in. That Marissa, the 60-year-old in there, someone in our group has pointed this out. She looks like Gretel Colleen with a blonde wig on.
Yes. I think
that's Damo from our group.
I actually saw a screenshot of her and I was like, when did Gretel go in? And then I was like, oh, that's her. She seems pretty cool. I love that in her auditions, she was asking about her hairdryer and makeup. Like, that would be me.
Just back to what people were bringing in. How the hell did Ian fit everything in that backpack?
And then he brought that massive squid in as well.
And then all the presents for everyone that were like rocks that no one would want. I mean, really, he's just going to be wearing different shirts and shorts. There's not that much for a man to bring in. I wouldn't think he'd be very high maintenance.
Well, just quickly back to the hosts. What do you guys think?
Oh, there's no comparison. I mean...
Oh, sorry. I forgot to add that Carl and Jackie O were also hosts.
Oh, well, let's forget about them. Gretel Colleen, they should have brought her back. She was amazing. Sonia's not too bad. She's definitely better than Kyle and Jackie O.
Oh, I actually thought Sonia's been quite good because when she has her little interviews with them whilst they're waiting to be evicted, she seemed to ask the difficult questions.
Do you know what? I loved when Gretel Colleen was on because she'd always sort of, yeah, ask really cheeky questions. And does everyone remember she actually hooked up with that really young guy?
Saxon?
Oh, yeah. That blonde hottie that was in the house.
Well, she's just such a good host. I mean, remember when, was it Marlon came out?
Yes.
And he did the protest.
Free the refugee.
That was pretty amazing for the time. And she was just so good. Like, it would have been so hard to do that whole interview with someone refusing to speak with something over their mouth, but she did a great job of it.
She was very professional. Well, that's probably all we've got time for, but we will be talking more about Big Brother and any other reality shows that pop up in our Facebook group. So come over there and join in the nightly threads we'll be having because we'd love to hear your thoughts. I mean, I might not be as vocal because I may give it a miss soon, but we'll see how we go.
No, we will push through. Thank you very much for listening and indulging our Big Brother love.
And if you did enjoy
hate.
And if you did enjoy the podcast, we'd really love if you could leave us a review because it really does help us out. Thank you so much.